Good morning, Penn. My name is Jonah Miller, and I am your Wednesday morning newsletter anchor. Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. In today's newsletter, the DP made a timeline that traces the progression of campus controversy surrounding Israel and Gaza from the university's first statement to donors closing their checkbooks. Today in DP history. 4 years ago, the DP reported that the university's endowment showed a return of 12.9% in the 2018 fiscal year, the third highest in the Ivy League. Last year, Penn's endowment grew by less than 1% in the 2022 fiscal year, following a challenging market environment. Today's top story is donor Ronald Lauder to reevaluate donations to the university. 1965 Wharton graduate and billionaire Ronald Lauder sent a letter to Penn President Liz McGill that he would reconsider his donations to the university unless it does more to combat anti-Semitism. Quote, "The conference has put a deep stain on Penn's reputation that will take a long time to repair," Lauder wrote to McGill about the Palestine Rights Literature Festival. In university news, community members reacted to statements from Penn administrators, trustees, and donors in response to Israel and Gaza. In other news, Penn Spectrum Weekend, a conference focused on cultural and intersectional issues faced by minority groups, was held on campus this week. Thank you for listening to today's Penn Daily News Briefing. I'm your Wednesday morning newsletter anchor. Tune in tomorrow to hear Thursday's top stories.